You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
We are back here courtside at the Spiro Sports Center on campus at Wagner College. We are on Grimes Hill in Staten Island as we welcome Matt Harmon back courtside to the broadcast with Monmouth and Wagner, the Seahawks. Matt currently leading MU 27-24, and you know, while you're doing it, figure I'll mention it. You can stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks using a variety of social media outlets like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook and follow MU Hawks on Twitter. Anything good on Twitter?
I like this one, and it actually came from Monmouth Men's B-Ball.
Ooh, what's that one?
Monmouth is 16-11 all-time in NEC openers, but has lost six straight NEC openers. Last time that Monmouth opened up conference play with a win, 2005-2006. This is certainly within reason and within striking distance to maybe end that trend.
And we are ready for the second half. Wagner will be going left to right now. Monmouth right to left. Take a look on the floor. See both teams with their starting lineups. Ortiz double teamed for Wagner. Long cross court pass to Fanning. Sends it back the other way to Ortiz. As now MU flattens out into their regular man defense. Ortiz double teamed by Spinella and Nicholas. Over to Thompson. Right back to Ortiz. Eight on the shot clock. Ortiz step back, gets Nicholas up in the air, and they call a foul on Andrew Nicholas. Gave it that old Reggie Miller pump fake, lean in, and get the foul call.
You know, Ortiz is a guy that we talked about a little bit in the first half, and what I will say about him, he never seems to get himself rattled. He had a double team that came at him. He dribbled away from, or he passed out of that. Got the ball back, noticed the shot clock winding down, took a nice couple of dribbles, got to the basket, got the up fake, the foul. Just doesn't seem, missed the foul shot, but doesn't ever seem to really get panicked in trouble.
Well, as he did miss the first, as Matt mentioned, I think it was good, as Ortiz's second free throw is good, Wagner up four. Red Nicholas has to know scouting report. Kenneth Ortiz is not going to beat you with jump shot. So give him a little bit of room, let him shoot the shot, and don't pressure up too much till he gets into the paint.
I would agree. He's a driver.
Wagner on top by four. We've played 45 seconds. Nice pass down low to Marcus Ware from Khalil Brown, but Marcus called for traveling as he came back down with it.
It was a nice pass, but where the ball was caught by Ware was a little underneath the basket, and he couldn't really do a whole lot with it. And all of a sudden, here comes Wagner defensively, and just too tall for Ware to get out of it.
Ortiz moves on Jesse Steele, now picks up his dribble straight away. Double team out to Fanning. He got a band-aid over his left eye here. Wildly misses a three. Moody with the offensive rebound. He is fouled by Steven Spinella. MU's second foul here. The first minute and 8 seconds of the second half.
You don't want foul problems here in this second half. You don't want Wagner to be able to get easy points early with a one-on-one situation.
Here, Jesse Steele momentarily stole an inbounds pass. His momentum then carried him out of bounds, so it'll still be Wagner ball. 18:50 to go in the game. Wagner leads 28-24.
Oh my goodness, what a play!
There was an alley, and there was a big oop at the end. The one-handed jam from Moody.
Monmouth will try to answer. Spinella foul going to the basket. He'll get a couple of free throws. But we've seen Mario Moody with two highlight reel jams in this game.
Yeah, that one was different than the first, where he was alone in transition, went with the double pump reverse slam. That one a very athletic catch and finish.
Spinella at the line. He hits the first free throw. .30-25. 18:19 to go. He went high to get that one. And Spinella hit them both. Still just a four-point game here.
Just doesn't feel like that.
It really doesn't. Ortiz, double team. Over to Thompson, gets it right back. We played about 2 minutes. Spinella deflects a pass intended for Fanning out of bounds. 21 on the shot clock. It will remain Wagner ball as Jonathan Williams checks back in. He takes out Naifal Folahunt.
Good defensive pressure that time by Spinella, realizing he could get at least a hand in the passing lane.
Fanning drives. He's going to move. Counted in a foul. for Eric Fanning.
Well, I'll tell you the problem there was after Spinella made that deflected pass out of bounds, Monmouth never really got themselves organized defensively, and Spinella went from one man. Nope, that's not it. Went to another man in another spot on the floor. That's not my area either, and then had to run all the way in the corner and could never catch up to Fanning,
who hits the conventional three-point play free throw. And now that lead is stretched to 7 at 33-26. Jesse Steele runs it up court, quickly goes to Spinella. His long two is an air ball off the backboard that Williams pulls down. What's weird is that when it was 4, we didn't say it felt like that, but at 7, it feels as though if this game gets to double figures, with the way Wagner plays defense, that's dangerous for Monmouth.
Yeah, one more basket will give Wagner their biggest lead of the night.
And there it is, a three-pointer from Kenneth Ortiz in the corner, 36-26. Wagner now leads.
First double-digit lead of the night for either team, biggest lead of the night for Wagner, and the Seahawks starting to feel it a little bit.
Coach Rice takes a timeout, taken as a 30. It'll be addressed as a full timeout, the first timeout here in the second half. Matt, we're going to keep it right here courtside. 17:25 remaining in this game. What was a couple seconds ago a reasonable 30-26 game has now ballooned to a 10-point Wagner lead after that Ortiz triple.
Well, you've got to make sure you defend the perimeter. We just said, and shame on us, Ortiz not much of an outside shooter. Loves to take the ball to the basket and give him the outside shot. Well, he made Monmouth pay that time. And that's why Ortiz is one of the better guards in conference play. Might not be the best kind of scoring guy, but just seems to be one of those guys who's a gamer type guy. When, you know, things are starting to turn one way or the other, he's a guy that you want with his hands on the basketball. And I was going to say before Wagner went on this little run, despite us kind of maybe having the feeling tonight that it's been Wagner that's been in charge of the game, give a lot of credit to Monmouth for keeping the score within reason. Now with 10, Monmouth needs to get something going a little bit, because 10 becomes 15 pretty quick if you don't kind of stabilize where things are at.
And something we talked about in the car ride up here that we haven't brought up on air, but even those games that Monmouth was playing bigger opponents, when it was an 8-10 kind of point game, MU played a certain way, but as soon as it hit that 15-20-point barrier, things changed. The team looked different, and obviously this is a much different caliber of opponent in Wagner, but I think the same principle, Matt, holds true, that they need to keep this game in single digits and realize, guys, it's league play now. We have to win these games.
And as we said, it's been a long time since Monmouth opened up a NEC season with a win. So to do it on the road would make it even more important. And throw in the fact that if you lose tonight, now that five-game losing streak is now a six-game losing streak that has stretched basically an entire month.
Jesse Steele is going to drive. Layup is blocked by Moody. Ortiz pulls it down. Ahead to Finn. He's going to drive. He's going to lay it in and a foul. Spinella got him from behind. Wagner's rolling right now. A 12-point Seahawk lead.
Wagner is rolling. I think that's a great way to say it. They are on fire right now. They're getting out in transition. They're making threes. They're making things for Monmouth very uncomfortable on the offensive end.
Spinella, who just picked up his third foul, will take a seat. Deion Nesmith will check back in. This game is now dangerously close to being blown wide open as Fanning has one free throw.
Well, he said 10 can become 15 pretty quick, even faster when you make either three-point shots or three-point plays.
Which Fanning did there, as it's now a 39-26 lead. Monmouth will break Wagner's pressure easily, and Khalil Brown ends up with a dunk back the other way.
And Monmouth certainly needed that basket just to kind of stem the tide a little bit. And they made that look very easy. No one addressed Khalil Brown all alone underneath his own basket.
Yeah, Nesmith, the player that found him, as Monmouth cuts that lead to 11. Williams will face up on Marcus Ware. Drive baseline. Khalil Brown blocks the shot. Ware pulls it down. MU will try to cut this lead into single digits. Steele, open for three on the wing. Knocks it down. 39-31, just like that, down to an 8-point game.
Well, you've got to, again, at some point, put a Band-Aid on something. Monmouth did it at that last timeout. And since that point, they've come out with a little run of their own.
16-20 to go in this game. 39-31, Wagner now leads. Fanning bounces for Williams, top of the key. Lefty drive, jump stop, and he'll be called for traveling, which can continue this MU run. Burton checks back in with Orlando Parker for Wagner. But MU, Matt, will get the basketball back, down by 8.
crazy how things turn around. Wagner is on this great roll in this great stretch. And then since that point, it's been all Monmouth. Little 5-0 run.
Steal to go to Nicholas, top of the key. Down low where? Lefty shot off the backboard, no good. But he'll be fouled, go to the line for two.
That would have been nice if it had dropped in. It was a nice quick move by Ware. That's what I liked about that move. It was quick. Catch the ball, decide which way you want to go. Don't hesitate in the lane. Just take it and go.
Ed Waite ready to check in. Next whistle. 16:03 left in regulation. Wagner on top by eight. Ware at the foul line. Marcus had a pretty solid first half for MU. Had 6 points. Misses the free throw here. That's something the Hawks can ill afford to do in the second half.
You've got to make your foul shots. Always have to make your foul shots. Especially if you're the team trailing.
I was going to say, especially when you have a comeback attempt on. These are free points. That's why they're called that. Ware dribbling, ready for his second free throw. Missed them both the same way. Back into the left. Williams with the rebound for Wagner. Ortiz going to dribble it here. With Steele on him, under 16 to go. Ortiz will dribble to the left wing. It'll be a whistle away from the ball. It'll be a five count. Jesse Steele's defensive pressure will force that turnover. You don't see that one called very often.
No, not at all. Not where it took place. I don't think I've ever seen it called where it just took place.
Well, nevertheless, it'll send it back to MU. Down 39-31, 15:47 to go. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college basketball, the NBA, the NFL playoffs, or the BCS championship game this Monday, that's a good idea for the BCS title game. Check out some Boathouse action. Go visit Matt and Tim and Company at 1309 Main Street in Belmar. Visit their website at boathousebarandgrill.com and make sure you like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter.
Should be a fun weekend. Always still some people around before they head back off to school. I am certainly looking forward to that game on Monday. You know, I got a message while we were just before we went on the air. My brother sent me something. Hey, you want to go to the Knicks-Celtics game on Monday? And I said, normally I would love to, but not this Monday.
No, you're a big Irish guy.
Got to lock in and watch the game. See if ND can pull one off.
Are you working that night, or are you just going to enjoy the game?
I'm just going to enjoy the game.
There you go. Well, if you're not doing anything, I'll be at the Boathouse.
I will be there also, enjoying the game.
Monmouth down eight with the ball here. Again, moving right to left. See if the Hawks can continue their comeback bid. Marcus Ware, pull-up jumper, too strong. Ortiz goes high for the rebound. There's a whistle, however, away from the ball. I think they're going to get Josh Thompson for the foul, and they will. Wagner's third foul this half.
Somebody was pulling on Nesmith's jersey, which didn't allow him to actually jump and try to get the rebound. And all of a sudden, Ortiz was able to sneak in and grab it.
Jesse Steele to inbound. Gets it into Ed Waite, right back to Jesse in the right corner. Getting orders from Coach Rice with 15:15 remaining. Steele is going to drive around Ortiz. Floater off the window, too strong. Ed Waite taps it. Marcus Ware pulls it down. Marcus reverse layup, too strong. And Jonathan Williams with the rebound. Got to capitalize on those shots at the rim. Monmouth still down eight. We've played 5 minutes here in the second half. Ortiz, top of the key. Whistle away from the ball. They're going to get Orlando Parker for an illegal screen. And I saw that official put his whistle in his mouth real quickly like he wanted to issue a technical. Bashir Mason grabbed Parker before I think anything further could take place.
And Parker quickly takes a seat on the bench before anything else can take place. He was ready to snap at that official that made the call, and wisely his head coach grabbed him and stuck him on the bench.
He'll take a seat. Folahan checks back in along with Fanning, as Thompson also took a seat. Hawks still need to cut into this Wagner lead. Marcus Ware drives right baseline. He is hacked by Folahan, on the way to the basket. Two free throws coming from Marcus Ware, as that's Wagner's 15th foul.
Mentioned a couple of keys at the beginning of the contest. Rebounding was one. It's been a big edge so far for Wagner, 23-14. Monmouth has just two offensive rebounds in the game. They've been unable to get any kind of second-chance points. And in terms of points off of turnover, something that Monmouth usually lives and dies with, just seven for MU on 12 Wagner turnovers.
Marcus Ware misses another free throw. That's three, Matt, that they've left on the board just this half alone as he hits the second, 39-32.
And four for the game. Monmouth is 3 of 7 from the free throw line tonight.
Which you say, yeah, it's not good, but when you're only down seven as Ortiz goes over and back with it. He dribbled the ball behind his back, and then it deflected off his leg, Matt, hit the line. Then when he went to get it, that turnover will give it back to MU.
Ortiz a bit unhappy with that call as well.
Right, correct call. Maybe unhappy with himself, but Monmouth getting, Wagner's giving MU chances. They've
they sure
got to convert.
13th turnover of the night by the Seahawks.
Hawks still down 7, 14-20 remaining. Ware, right corner, backs down Folahan. Nice move to the middle. He loses it, but right to Ed Waite. Ed picks up his dribble. Bounce pass is intercepted. Fannin got a hand on it before Folahan pulled it away. Another missed opportunity for the Hawks. Burton, right wing. Floats one up top to Folahan, who has Jesse Steele on him. Bit of a mismatch. Ortiz drives, cut off, flips it over to Williams. Pumps it three in the right wing. Pulls up for two, an air ball off the backboard.
Wanted and contact, it never really came.
Monmouth in a hurry. Nesmith for three in front of the bench. Short. Gets his own rebound, however. Flips it up to Jesse Steele. His three from straight away is short. Battle for the rebound. Loose ball. Players diving. Nicholas comes away with it. Still has it, and he's called timeout. Great hustle from Andrew Nicholas, and that'll be rewarded with a timeout.
Now, one bad part of it, Marcus Ware a little shaken up. I think he took some sort of either foot or knee to the head on his way down. Says he's okay. Training staff out catching on him. So the good in that partner, the great hustle there by Monmouth. Three players down to the floor. The bad, Nesmith, a wide-open three-pointer that he couldn't drain. Steele with a wide-open three that he couldn't drain. And the possession before, Ed Waite, the bad turnover after Monmouth had two kind of easier shots inside. So, again, as you made the point before, Wagner keeps giving Monmouth these chances to get back into the game, and Monmouth not grabbing on to really any of them. I realize it's just a seven-point game, and there's still a ton of time left in this, but we've seen Wagner have a little bit more of the quick spurt tonight, that little 8-2 run, you know, 12-4 run when they've needed it. Monmouth has been unable to do that. They've kept the deficit workable, but I'd like to see that, you know, now it's time at this stage of the game, get it down to three, get it down to two, start making it a one-possession game.
Well, it's one thing to not convert chances against Villanova. It's another to not convert chances against a league team. They've got to start doing it. Ed Waite, top of the key. Left wing, Jesse Steele. They go down low, left block, Marcus Ware. Marcus backs down players. Shot goes up, no good. Moody then pulls it down, and Marcus hit the deck hard. He's holding his left ankle as he's going to trail the play. Wagner has a 5-on-4 back the other way. Burton for three, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Williams. He's then going to throw it way up top for Ortiz. Ware limping around. Khalil Brown will check in for him. Next opportunity here. Ball out of bounds off of Marcus as he tried to draw a charge on Williams. It'll remain Wagner ball, 26 on the shot clock. And unfortunately, Ware is going to limp himself off the floor.
He'll get checked out at the end of the bench. Definitely something with the left foot or the left ankle. Hopefully nothing too serious.
It landed weird on that rebound attempt. As Wagner maintains possession, up 39-32. Under 13 left in this game. Burton puts his head down and drives. Wave off the made shot attempt. Blocking foul called before that. Foul's going to go, I believe, on Deion Nesmith. That'll be Monmouth's 15th foul.
Five team fouls apiece. Just the first on Nesmith. O'Garrow will come in. Ed Waite out. And quick substitution coming again for Mama. Spinella in. Nicholas out. So now you've basically made three subs in the last 10 seconds when you add in those two and the one for Marcus Ware. Almost a whole new rotation in the game right now.
Inbound to Moody. Look out below. monstrous one-handed throwdown puts Wagner up by nine.
Moody's got four baskets tonight. Three of them have been monster jams.
And he missed one on a foul. The Hawks still down by nine. Khalil Brown, left wing, pumps it a three, goes top of the key to Jesse Steele. Jesse, right around Ortiz, wave off his shot attempt. Offensive foul as he bowled over the aforementioned Mario Moody.
I'll tell you what's crazy about that play is I think Steele went out of his way looking to create contact, hoping for the foul. I thought he could have easily gone around Moody. He kind of ducked his left shoulder back in and caused the contact.
Maybe just one more dribble around him. It falls back 2-3 for the first time in the half. Kind of need to after what Wagner's done to them inside. Burton drives, ball out of bounds. They say off Khalil Brown. It'll remain Seahawk ball, 21 on the shot clock. Thompson to inbound. Gets it into Ortiz. Handoff for Marcus Burton. Thompson right wing. MU stays zone. Thompson drive. Kick to Burton in the corner. Ortiz for three. Too short. Spinella skies for the rebound.
Great rebound that time by Spinella.
Under 12 to go, second half. MU down by nine. Spinella will bring it up court. Now they work it right to left on the perimeter. They try to go to Steele. Ortiz intercepted it. One-on-one with Jesse Steele. Ortiz will lay it in to put Wagner on top by 11.
Double-digit lead again. You know, it's almost what we just talked about. Wagner has had a bit more of a penchant tonight for those quick little spurts to keep it just out of Mama's reach, seemingly when MU right getting themselves back into the game.
11-10 remaining. Monmouth working the shot clock down here. Deion Nesmith open in the right corner. At the foul line at Spinella. Shuffles it over to Brown. Pull up from 15 is good. Every game, Matt, it looks as though Khalil Brown gets a little more comfortable as here knocks down his second shot.
7 points on the night for Brown.
MU down nine. It's Khalil's third field goal. Burton will try to bust the Monmouth zone with a three, and he will from way away on the right wing.
It was a long shot. Long shot. No problem. Great range that time from Burton.
Now in a double figures himself, as that Wagner lead also back into double digits at 46-34. The Seahawks go back to that zone look here. Tyrone O'Garo in the left corner. Couple of dribbles. His pass is kicked by Burton. That'll get us to actually the under 12 media at 10-12 remaining in this game. Wagner 46, MU 34. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Top in frozen yogurt is the official frozen dessert of Monmouth Athletics and the presenting sponsor of Hawk Stars, MU Athletics New Kids Club, with two great locations at Ocean Ave in Long Branch and Main Street in Freehold. Toppin invites you to try their delicious frozen yogurt and fresh toppings. Again, Toppin is the official frozen dessert sponsor of Monmouth Athletics.
Everything going into the second half now in the Northeast Conference. First night of NEC play. Wagner leads MU here from the Spiro Sports Center, 46-34. Other games up and running right now, all half number two. 8 minutes to go. St. Francis, New York leads Quinnipiac 50-46. Maybe a bit of a surprise in that one. FDU on top of Mount St. Mary's. Down in Maryland, 55-39. Bryant, 51. Robert Morris, 43. That game out in Moon Township. And Bryant continuing to surprise. St. Francis, Pennsylvania, pulling a surprise as well. The Red Flash have not won a game all year. They're 0-11. They lead Central Connecticut State, who's got the team's, the league's top scorer in Kyle Vinales, 48-35. And Sacred Heart on top of LIU Brooklyn, 59-55.
Some shocking scores in that rundown.
Shake up in night one of the league.
Deion Nesmith drives. He's fouled out front. Wagner's sixth foul. The score here is Wagner 46, MU 34, Matt, with exactly 10 minutes remaining in this game. You heard the scores. On any given night in this league, anyone can beat anyone. But MU needs to get back in this one.
And everyone has kind of said this could be a really exciting year in the NEC because I'm not sure that there is a clear-cut favorite with the injuries that LIU had. Robert Morris has had kind of some weird turnaround. This Wagner team, which maybe would say is in the top three or four, has been up and down at times during the course of the season. So it could be a real fun year.
Monmouth will try to get something going here, but Deion Nesmith throws one away right into the MU bench into the hands of Colin Stewart, the redshirt freshman, or rather the freshman who was redshirting. That'll give it back to Wagner with 9.5 to go. And this MU offense, Matt, now it's gone from, you know, kind of a problem to an epidemic because they look bad again.
And right now it's a situation that just got worse.
Williams hits one and he's fouled going to the basket. Wagner is going to be shooting for a 15-point lead. And this is, it's just bad right now. You're an MU supporter.
Bad offense. And, you know, we said this in the pregame, I believe, when we were talking with Steve. You've got to wonder at some point, in the midst of a long losing streak, you almost forget how to win. You know, I mean, this is January 3rd, and the last time Monmouth won a game was December 3rd. So a full month and six games in between winning. And I know most would say, throw some of those games out, you know, look at the schedule, look at the stretch, three games. But losses are losses. And you start really not feeling pretty positive about a team.
Williams hit that three-point play. Wagner with their largest lead of the game at 15 points. Spinella drives, kicks it out to Nesmith. Steele will try to go down low to Waite. He's fouled by Moody. And then Waite will be shooting 1-1 now with 9:07 remaining.
Now you got to take advantage of an opportunity if you're Monmouth. Make your foul shots while the clock is stopped and try and chip away that way. And by the way, I'm not doing the next game on Saturday.
Right.
But make sure that equipment is disinfected the next time.
I put my hand in front of my mouth.
Back around there, okay? Because that doesn't sound very good. Just saying.
I lowered the mic.
Just saying.
I will run this stuff through.
Bit concerned for whoever might come across that headset next game.
Ed Waite hit the first free throw. Palm in, Jesse Steele out. It's the, you know, it is the season.
I had it. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's not fun. Ed's second free throw is no good. However, we have a whistle. I believe we'll have a lane violation on Wagner. You can add that to the calls you don't see often as they call Josh Thompson for being in the lane early.
I can't believe some of the scores going on right now around the league. Keep you updated. It's as our game is as far back in the first half, at least on the ticker right now, as any other one. So we should have some finals by the time we go off air tonight.
Ed hit the second free throw after the lane violation, so it's a 13-point Wagner lead, under 9 minutes left. Well, if the Hawks are able to win this one, as Orlando Parker throws one away, trying to go to Ortiz. Point I was going to make is, you know, let's not sugarcoat it either. Wagner hasn't been great offensively either. They've just been better. But if Monmouth's able to somehow get out and pull this one out, it would be a huge comeback, especially when people, you know, Wagner's rated third preseason. It'd be a big win for Monmouth. Nicholas Triple gets it. Now a 10-point Wagner lead. Is the comeback on?
You've got to get it down, though. Monmouth hasn't been to a two-possession game in a very long time, and they're still a couple of possessions away from that.
Triple, an air ball up for Wagner. Fanning gets the offensive rebound to go.
That was a tough putback. Great effort inside by Fanning, and a hard second effort.
It's 51-39. Nicholas 3, Fanning with a putback, as it's back to a 12-point Wagner lead. 8:11 remaining. Nicholas to inbound. He gets it into Jalen Palm. Around a Ed Waite ball screen. Palm drives into the corner to Spinella. Steve drives. Layup at the rim is no good. Rebound pulled down by Burnett.
Monmouth has missed a bunch of those chances tonight. Right at the rim.
And then Palm called for a foul on Kenneth Ortiz. That'll get us to our under 8 media. 51-39. Wagner leads. 7:54 remaining. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. Here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press by visiting app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. Matt Harmon, Eddie Ocupenti with you courtside. Megan Oleski back in the studios of 1160 WOBM AM Engineering with the Hawks trailing Wagner. That loud noise was my phone, by the way. 51-39, Matt, with 7:54 remaining. And MU in dire need of something offensively.
And it looks like they won't get anything more out of Marcus Ware tonight, who has that left ankle now wrapped up. Ice on the outside part of the ankle. And an ace wrap around it. So his night, at least, we could speculate, appears to be done. So Monmouth now a little more shorthanded in the front court. Never a good news.
It just seems as though every time MU gets this lead at or near single digits, Wagner has an answer. As now Ortiz is at the line for a one-and-one opportunity. High Archer misses the first one. Ed Waite pulls down the rebound. Well, now's as good a time as any to get a comeback going. Down 51-39 on the road at Wagner. This is the first game of NEC play this year for both teams. Nesmith, right corner, tries to go down low to Ed Waite. Orlando Parker fouls him. The eighth team foul against the Seahawks. Ed Waite will have 1-1. That's Parker's fourth foul.
And again, a chance here for Monmouth to get themselves some easy points from the foul line. But obviously that starts with making your free throws.
Nail Folahan back in. Parker will take a seat. Ed Waite readies himself for the first free throw. He makes it. I'll tell you, Matt, between Folahan, Parker, and Moody, and then you throw in Williams, it's a heck of a front line.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Moody, the player who's kind of been the biggest eye-opener tonight, just a sophomore. Ed Waite hit them both, cutting the Wagner lead to 51-41.
Wagner for the second half, by the way, shooting 9 of 15, 60% in the half, just 46% for the game. But they've kind of dominated here in the second half a bit.
And here they turn it over. Ortiz loses it. Jesse Steele on the dead run. To Nesmith. Back to Steele. Nicholas open for three. Top of the key. Bottoms! 51-44. And now Bashir Mason takes a timeout. Is this now, Matt, the spark that the Hawks need?
Fourth three-pointer of the night for Nicholas. I still say it's got to get to a two-possession game. I think that's when you really start putting the pressure on Wagner a little bit. But I like the metal that time out of Monmouth. Coming down, creating the turnover, 16th of the night from Wagner, and then getting it into points, translating it into points for Monmouth. They forced 16 turnovers from Wagner. They've now put 14 points on the board based off of those. That's what you need to do. You've got to make Wagner pay when they're going to make mistakes.
A 7-point Seahawk lead with 7:11 remaining. Nicholas, although it hasn't been pretty, does have 16 points. The Hawks' leading scorer coming into the game. And Matt, right now, a very offensive lineup for the Hawks with Steele, Nesmith, Nicholas, Spinella, and Ed Waite. Kind of like this lineup. It's small, but it looks like it may be able to score a little bit up and down.
Well, I think if you're King Rice right now, you realize your offense has not played well the last several games. You're down right now. And I know defense is the calling card, but at some point you got to hope that one of these guys starts to break out a little bit offensively.
Ortiz picks up his dribble. Williams back into the game, has it now, left wing extended. Thompson also back in. Back to Ortiz, top of the key. Picks up his dribble, double teamed by Nesmith and Spinella. Nowhere to go with it, still nowhere to go with it. Another 5-second count. That turnover, Wagner's 17th, gives it back to MU.
Kept waiting for that whistle to blow, right? I mean, anytime you get after three, depending on when you started your count, you know it's getting close to five. Great double-team pressure that time by Monmouth.
Well, that one took forever compared to the other one that we saw earlier. That one kind of happened quickly. MU down 7. Steele dribbling to the right wing. Will attack the basket. cut off. Floater in the lane. Got it to go. 51-46 now the lead.
Now it's a two-possession game. Now Wagner starting to sweat a little bit more. His Monmouth has hung around just a little bit.
Williams tries to go one-on-one with Spinella. He'll instead go back to Ortiz. He'll drive on Nesmith. Now he'll dribble back out to the top of the key where he'll go to Burton. 15 on the clock. Burton will work on Steele. We'll go to Josh Thompson now. Back to Burton with Nicholas on him. He'll get going to the basket. Marcus Burton all the way. Hits the shot. Wave it away. Offensive foul. And Waite drew the charge. You know what? Wagner's not happy with it, Matt. And I know why. Because Ed Waite, I'll lower my voice because he's in front of us. He was in the circle.
Yeah, he was down inside that restraining line. But sometimes you catch a break here or there. And the way that Monmouth has gone the last several weeks, they could use a break.
Max DeLeo's checked in for Deion Nesmith with under 6 minutes to go. Monmouth only down five now. Steele all the way to Nicholas. He'll try a three off balance. It's no good. It hit the rim, the backboard, the rim again. DeLeo tried to put back, and it actually got stuck between the rim and the backboard. It goes to the alternate possession. It'll be Monmouth basketball.
Lucky right there. A lucky opportunity.
And Deion gets right back into the game. Maybe he needed a quick sip.
I don't know. I don't understand.
He went, that's an offense substitution.
Yeah, right?
Next, Nicholas over to Nesmith. Deion drives, pulls up from the foul line, too strong. The rebound to Burton. He's now going to turn up floor and go. Loses it momentarily, but Moody gets it. And now Wagner will reset. We near the five-minute mark in a five-point game here. The first of the Northeast Conference portion of MU's schedule. Burton, no Williams. Long two, no good. Spinella with the rebound.
Ever since I said Wagner was shooting 60%, they've gone ice cold.
Jesse Steele drives. His shot blocked out of bounds by Kenneth Ortiz.
Well, he hung it up there. He kind of tried to scoop it underneath Ortiz, who had to do nothing but just swat it back down.
He didn't even never put his offhand on the ball. It looks fancy, but not when it gets thrown into the third row. Trust me, I've had it happen. I know. Nicholas, right corner. Drives, bumped, a lot of contact. Thompson called for the foul. That's Wagner's 10th foul this half. MU, Matt, will be shooting two free throws the rest of the way.
And Max DeLeo will check back into the game here for Monmouth. 4:55 to go in the second half. And again, MU with an opportunity from the free throw line. A spot that hasn't been overly kind to them so far tonight, but they can make this a one-possession game if Red could make both.
First one is good. His solid game continues. Tyrone O'Garo checks back in with DeLeo as Nesmith and Ed Waite take a seat. Coach Rice trying to steal minutes here as Nicholas hits both free throws. 51-48. Now this game down to a single possession.
And that's what you want if you're Monmouth. Stretch run time here and give it a crack.
Ortiz and DeLeo right in front of us. Ortiz is going to move on DeLeo. And Max fouls him out front with 4:42 remaining. It'll be 1-1 for Kenneth Ortiz. I'm not sure why Ortiz was looking at the official when DeLeo was on him. Did you see that right in front of us?
I did not see that.
He was like crossing over a little bit, and then he gave the official, which is actually Eddie Corbett, a bit of a look. Our officials tonight, which haven't really had a chance to do because haven't been too many controversial calls, been a fairly clean game, are Eddie Corbett, Jeff Clark, and Chris Conti. Corbett, normally a Big East ACC official, as Ortiz hits his first free throw. Mom had seen him a good amount this season.
Yeah, a couple times so far this year.
He's one of the best in the business. Ortiz hit them both. 53-48, the lead. 4:40 remaining. And normally this portion of the game, this arena would be loud. Not many people here over this winter break game, which may play right into MU's hands.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it helps for sure. There's still a nice crowd on hand, but it's not really student-dominated.
O'Garo has it in the right corner. Goes to Spinella. Top of the key, Nicholas. Thompson right on him. Back to Spinella. 8 on the shot clock. Steven drives, leaves one for Jesse Steele, right wing. Jesse drive with a left hand. Flips it out to O'Garrow. He's got to put it up. He will. Wild shot. Actually hit the rim, and then O'Garrow gets the offensive rebound. Over to Steele. His triple is good.
Credit O'Garrow with one of the ugliest shots, but knowing well enough that it had probably no chance of going in. But I'm going to follow it up, and maybe he was the only guy who knew that, where that shot was going, because that was, you know, shot clock winding down. I got to get something up, something towards the rim. And you said just barely got the rim. I mean, that thing just barely nicked the rim to reset the shot clock, and good hustle that time by the freshman.
Coach Bashir Mason takes a full timeout. We're going to keep it here because the next whistle will actually get us the under four media timeout. Wagner leading Monmouth 53-51. This was a 15-point game about, what do you want to think, about maybe 7 minutes ago, maybe 6 minutes ago. And now, Matt, the Hawks have whittled it down to two, 3:50 remaining. And it isn't as though they're doing anything that they weren't doing earlier, except making shots.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been one of those games where it hasn't been the prettiest of, you know, basketball outputs really from either team. But give a lot of credit to Monmouth for, again, just kind of hanging around long enough to hope that they got hot at the right time. And they've been able to do that. They've got hot at the right time, which is the last couple minutes of this second half.
Couple of threes by Nicholas. The most recent from Jesse Steele has made this now a two-point game. And now it's kind of what we thought we were going to get, Matt. A game in the low 50s with about three and change to go between two NEC rivals, where now this game will be played possession to possession. And now it's who can execute in the stretch.
And who gets some luck, you know? I mean, who gets a good bounce of the ball here or there? That will certainly play a role for sure in this, what we think will be a crazy last almost 4 minutes.
Williams to inbound right in front of us. Gets it in to Ortiz, double team. DeLeo and Spinella right in front of us. Loose ball, whistle, and Bashir Mason calls timeout. I thought MU had deflected it first, but they award Mason with the timeout.
I can't understand, and I gave him a lot of praise earlier in the game. I can't understand why Ortiz keeps picking his dribble up right over midcourt. You're playing right into the fact that Monmouth wants to come and trap you. So either keep dribbling or stutter and then try to dribble through it. But by picking up your dribble, that's the worst thing that you could possibly do.
Yeah, Wagner's taken, not sure how many timeouts they have left, but they've taken a fair amount here as only 7 seconds come off the clock, 3:43 remain in this two-point game. And you're right, a player who's as veteran as he is, a seventh-year junior, I believe he is, that's what we said earlier, but a guy who's been around a long time, he's been a part of some really good Wagner teams, you think he would know better, you know, where, like you said, he would do something a little different. But now we have the exact same situation we just did, except now the player who gets it on the inbound is Marcus Burton instead of Rivera. Ortiz, rather. Ortiz dribbles himself into the corner. Now goes to Thompson with 10 on the shot clock. Right back to Ortiz. He's going to drive. Shuffles it over to Moody. Moody will miss the layup. A good foul by Tyrone O'Garrow will send Moody to the line for two.
Yeah, one that you had to probably give at that point. You didn't want to, but you did have to give it and make Moody earn it from the free throw line.
And he'll do that after this media timeout. Or rather, I'll say we'll see if he can do that when we come back. 3:29 remaining. Wagner 53, Monmouth 51. We step out for our final media timeout. We'll take a 30-second break here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
We'd like to thank our friends at the NJEA for their continued support of Monmouth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. We've had ups, downs, all kinds of dips and turns in this game, Matt. But where we are now is Wagner leading Monmouth, but only by two, 53-51, 3:29 remaining in regulation. Wagner was up by 15 with 9.5 to go. MU's done well to cut this to two. This really one of a bunch of good games going on right now in the NEC.
Yeah, and everything late in the second half. Nothing final yet. St. Francis, New York, Quinnipiac tied at 61. FDU leads Mount St. Mary 70-63. Bryant going to pull a surprise to open up the NEC season They lead Robert Morris 73-66. St. Francis, Pennsylvania has just gone final. They beat Central Connecticut State at home to get their first win of the season, league or non, 67-60. And Sacred Heart continuing to lead LIU Brooklyn. That one less than a minute to go, 76-71.
I know you heard some cheers in the background. It was actually the Monmouth fans that cheered Moody's missed free throw. Missed them both. Spinella pulls down the rebound. What a great foul now by Tyrone O'Gara. The Hawks are down two, 3:20 to go. Can they complete the comeback? Nesmith to Steele. Pumps at his shot and now gets into the lane. Jesse, wild scoop shot with the left hand is no good. Moody pulls it down.
Poor shot right there. Poor shot, probably not needed.
We near the three-minute mark. Ortiz brings it up with Nesmith on him. He's double-teamed by Spinella and Nesmith. They call Spinella for the foul. He was late in coming over on the double-team, and Ortiz will have two free throws.
Well, it was smart that time, right? He didn't stop dribbling. He didn't pick up his dribble and kept trying to get away from the double-team. Finally got Monmouth to foul on both teams. Well over 10 fouls on the team side, so Ortiz will get two here.
He'll shoot those two with Wagner up by two. Hits the first one to put the Seahawks up by three. It is kind of weird seeing Bashir Mason on the sidelines. I remember when he was a good player for Drexel not too long ago. Here getting his first crack as a head coach as Ortiz hits them both. 55-51, under 3 minutes to go.
And high expectations for this program right now after what Danny Hurley had been able to put together in a pretty short amount of time.
He has moved on to URI, but Mason here now. Whistle away from the ball. Offensive foul called on Andrew Nicholas. It was a good call by Eddie Corbett. Saw it the whole way. It was a foolish foul by Red, which will give it back to Wagner up by four.
Can't give the other team extra possessions so late in the game.
Danger spot here. MU needs to come up with a stop. 2.5 remaining. Ortiz is going to back down Nesmith. It's a high ball screen. Goes down low, Thompson. Skip past Burton. He'll pump it a three. Now take a three. No good. A couple Wagner players go high for the rebound, but they deflect it right to Jesse Steele. Jesse brings it down floor to Nesmith. Dion to Nicholas. He'll try a three in front of his own bench. Too short. Moody snatches the rebound out of the air. 2 minutes now remaining. Wagner 55, Monmouth 51. Ortiz double team. He goes over to Thompson. Skip past to Burton. We'll go right back to Ortiz. Under two to go now. Spinella will guard Ortiz.
It's a bit of a different look right now. Bigger Spinella trying to contain Ortiz up top.
Ortiz spins in the lane. Lefty layup. Missed at the rim. Rebound pulled down by Nesmith. Outlet to Nicholas. Red goes to the basket. His shot is good. Counted in a foul with a minute 35 left.
Well, it didn't work out exactly probably how it was drawn up because Spinella was beaten off the dribble from Ortiz, but he missed the layup, and no one rotated back quick enough for Wagner defensively, and it's usually Ortiz who's that first guy back, but he was on the floor pinned down underneath the basket, and give a lot of credit to Nicholas, who was able to convert a tough shot inside.
The lefty's free throw makes this a one-point game. 55-54, 95 seconds left.
Coming down the wire here. That's all you can ask for if you're a Monmouth, especially the way they played early in this game.
That noise you hear, the MU supporters behind the bench. A nice contingent that traveled up here. Burton on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go. Has to throw it to Ortiz on the other side of the court. 11 on the shot clock. Spinella again guards Ortiz. Makes a move with the right hand. Into the corner. Thompson drives. Leaves one down low. Moody misses the layup, but a foul called down low. I believe they'll get Ed Waite for the foul. They're going to get Nesmith, rather, with 1:02 remaining.
You know, it didn't look like the Monmouth coaches were psyched about that call, and I could understand why, but tougher where we were to see if it was a good call or a bad call. There was some contact down inside, and now Moody with an opportunity to stretch this lead out from the stripe.
Missed two free throws last time at the line. Here hits the first one. to put Wagner on top, 56-54.
Well, if tonight here and around the NEC is any indication, it's going to be a wild season in the NEC. These two teams will play again the final day of the regular season, March 2nd at the MAC.
Moody hit them both. A three-point lead for Wagner, under 1 minute to go. Coach Rice is going to take a timeout just as Jesse gets on the other side of half court. He'll take it with 57 and a half seconds remaining. Going to make it a full timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Wagner 57, Monmouth 54. Under a minute to go. We've got a good one going in Staten Island. We step out for half a minute here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Wagner 57, Monmouth 54, 57 seconds remaining, and a really good one to begin Northeast Conference play. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti with you. Megan Oleski back in the studios engineering tonight's game. All right, Matt, Monmouth down three, under 1 minute to go. This is no change from the other crazy scores we've seen around the league. Where are you going right here?
Well, let me see who's coming on the floor first. But if I had my druthers, I would try to get it to Nicholas, who I think is the most clutch guy in the offensive mix right now for Monmouth. He seems to have kind of the gumption for taking those big shots. He's the guy that you usually want. He's got no fear. He could drive. He could pull up. He could stroke an outside shot. A little similar with Nesmith. I think he might be the second option, though he has kind of struggled, obviously, the last couple of games. I think Nicholas, option number one. Nesmith, option number two.
Inbound to Steele. Gets a ball screen from Ed Waite. Jesse, stutter, step and go. Floater is good at the rim to cut the Wagner lead to one. 47 seconds left.
Or Steele just around everyone. And Wagner get caught sleeping. They had no rotation that time defensively. That was made much too easy for Steele.
About 11 and a half seconds separate the game and shot clock with 40 seconds remaining. Burton dribbling in front of Jesse Steele, and Bashir Mason will take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout with Wagner leading MU by a point, Matt. 37 on the game clock, 26 on the shot clock.
Timeout fest now it'll be, right? Coaches trying to match wits and set everything up.
How many can they have left?
What happened to just play? Just go out there and play. Let's see if my guys are better than your guys. A couple more final scores have come in. FDU with a win over Mount St. Mary's, 72-65. St. Francis, Pennsylvania beat Central Connecticut State, 67-60. Sacred Heart over LIU Brooklyn, 77-73. The Pioneers have struggled during the whole course of the non-conference slate, and LIU Brooklyn doesn't seem to have things quite figured out right now. Late second half, Bryant trying to hold off Robert Morris. Bulldogs up 79-75. And this says 1 second left up in Connecticut, where St. Francis, New York, leads Quinnipiac 63-61. A great first night for the NEC.
Absolutely. No different here. Wagner leading MU by a point. 37.8 seconds remain. 26 on the shot clock. MU was down by 15 in the second half. We'll see if they can pull a little magic here on night one in NEC play. Ortiz picks up his dribble again on the other side of half court. Shuffles it over to Burton. Burton puts his head down. He's going to go to the basket. And Ed Waite just gets a finger on it to deflect it away because Moody had a dunk if he was able to secure it.
And Moody just told Burton something. Throw it up in the air. I don't want it at my head. I want it at the rim where my head will be.
25 on the game clock now. 14 on the shot clock. Weird spot for Thompson to inbound. He tries to get it to Burton. And they call Nesmith for a foul. Burton lost it out of bounds, but they called Dion for giving him a little push out of bounds. It'll be two free throws from Marcus Burton.
Well, the referee's right there, you know, so there had to have been some kind of contact, or don't think a call like that would have happened at this stage of the game.
Burton does a lot of things well, but one of them in limited opportunity is not shoot free throws.
50% on the season.
Shot clock turned off. Burton misses the first one. Still a one-point game. Now, the only other thing for Wagner is they've got two beasts ready to potentially rebound this ball down low. So if Burton doesn't make this, got to get the rebound if you're MU. His second one is good. It's a two-point Wagner lead at 58-56.
Shot clock turned off.
Here we go. 20 seconds remain. Coach Rice is going to take a timeout. He's going to draw up a play with 20.8 showing on the clock, Matt, and Wagner leading MU 58-56. What's the old adage here? That you go for the win on the road and the tie at home. I seem to think, though, with the momentum MU has, get a deuce on the board. If this goes to overtime, you could be okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think you... Well, let's say this. You take whatever best opportunity you have. There's no reason for Monmouth to say, we need a three-pointer. Let's try to win it right now. You play good enough basketball. You can certainly take this into overtime and have a real good opportunity to win it. If you have a three and that's your best shot, go ahead and take it. I wouldn't think that Monmouth does anything really with the basketball until 12 seconds left. You know, maybe put the ball in play right now and run off 8-9 seconds. And then look for maybe someone, if it's steal, great, drive, try and then dish. Look for Nicholas to be set up outside, Nesmith to be set up outside.
Spinella will inbound to Jesse Steele. Overton, Deion Nesmith, 15 on the game clock. Deion splits a double team, picks up his dribble, back to Steele. Lost it, Burton with a steal. 8 seconds to go. Monmouth needs the foul here. 6 seconds, 5.7 on the clock, and Marcus Burton is fouled. Well, now we may never know because they were not able to get a shot. I don't know if it either was drawn up that way, but it was not a pretty possession.
No, it never really connected at any point. There was no linkage. Nobody really wanted their hands on the basketball enough.
Well, Burton will have two here. He'll make the first one, but this is the all-important second one with 5.5 seconds left. If he makes this, it's a two-possession game. If he misses it, MU still has a chance to tie.
Two-possession game with less than 6 seconds makes it not impossible, but nearly impossible to come back and win, which he just did.
Burton hit the free throw. 60-56, now the lead. Steele's going to run up. His three attempt is going to be too strong, and Wagner survives MU's late comeback attempt. The Seahawks had as big of a lead as 15, and they hang on to win 60-56.
Tough loss, which now becomes a six-game losing streak. And this is a hard one to take. And now you've got to go down to a place in Emmitsburg, Maryland, which Monmouth has never really played great, and try to figure out a way to win because you don't want to start your conference schedule at 0-2.
And they fall now to 5-9 overall, 0-1 in league play. Wasn't a pretty game, Matt, but MU had more than their fair share of opportunity to get back and ultimately win this basketball game. They fall 60-56.
It was there for them, for sure. When you have an opportunity to come down and tie or take the lead, that's what you want on the road. If you're down to the last possession and you can try and come away and win it, then you're in great shape. But boy, it was not a good last possession for Monmouth when they had the basketball and that opportunity.
The Hawks dropped their first Northeast Conference game in their final season in the league at one of the favorites in the conference, Wagner, by 4, 60-56. Coach Rice will join us for his post-game interview shortly. We will give you final game statistics and one final look around the Northeast Conference. First night of scores before we sign off the air tonight. A tough one for the Hawks. They fall 60-56. We'll take a two-minute timeout and bring it back courtside to wrap things up here after this first night of NEC play in Staten Island. We'll be right back. Two-minute break right here on the Shore Sports Network.